With you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹平安。
There's no response. Have I been away for that long? So when I say peace with you, you respond, and also with you. Peace with you, brothers and sisters.
And also with you.
Yeah. Now in the midst of my sermon preparation,
当我在准备讲道的时候,
it was about 2 weeks ago,
两个礼拜前,
I received news of how our finance minister, Mr. Heng Swee Keat, suffered a stroke during a cabinet meeting.
就听到消息说财政部长王瑞杰在内阁会议中中风。
Now many, like many of you, at that moment I felt feelings of compassion for him and his family.
那么跟大家一样哈，在那个时候我对他，对他的家人我都感到很同情。
But surely also, there's also anxiety for the country.
同时也为国家担忧。
But I must confess that besides all these feelings,
但除了这些感受,
there's also a very different thought that flashed across my mind.
我的脑海中也闪过一个这样的感受。
I'm not sure if it's because I was preparing Ecclesiastes, but I thought, you know, and I'll loosely translate this in English. You toil for what?
就是想到说，到底为谁辛苦，为谁忙？
Now, I don't mean this in any disrespect, but I was thinking about, you know, what Law Minister Shanmugam, he was saying the same thing.
那我就想到律政部长 Shanmugam, 他也形容这个王部长。
He gave an insight into the incredible load that the finance minister had been carrying.
他说财政部长肩负着非常沉重的一个重担。
And so he said, I've been telling him that he was overworking so much that it will affect his health.
他就说，其实我不断地提醒他，操劳过度了会影响你的健康。
So you toil for what?
那真的是为谁辛苦呢？为谁忙呢？
Minister Heng, of course, was toiling for the future of Singapore.
王部长为着新加坡的将来而劳碌。
But I'm sure many of us also toil with the same spirit.
但是我相信我们许多人也是同样的会有这种劳碌啊。
We could be toiling for our families.
为了家人。
Could be toiling for our own personal achievements.
为了个人的成就而劳碌。
Some of us for, you know, to feel secure or to toil for pleasure.
为了生活安定或者为了乐趣而去劳碌。
We could be toiling for many different reasons.
可以为了各种各样的因素而劳碌。
And so for the next few sermons, we'll be looking at each and every one of these reasons.
接下来的讲道，我们要一一的探讨这些因素。
We do this because life is multifaceted.
我们需要这样做，因为生命是很多面性的。
And it's important for us to examine each of all these topics carefully.
所以我们必须很详细的去探讨所有的层面。
But whatever reason, the reason for your toil,
但是无论你为了什么而劳碌，
there is a common denominator in each and every one of these reasons.
在这些因素当中都有一个共同点。
And the reason is that we expect returns for our toils.
这个共同的特征就是我们大家都期待自己的劳碌能够得到回报。
Simply put, none of us toil for nothing.
简单说，我们不会为了没有什么回报而去劳碌的。
It's true that sometimes we do not get any returns despite much hard labor.
的确，有时候我们付出很多，但是我们得不到什么回报。
But whatever the case, the expectation, at least the expectation,is always there.
但无论怎么样，我们总是会有那个期待的。
But maybe it's important for us to question this.
很重要，我们也要问我们为什么是这样。
And to say, well, what makes you expect returns for your toils?
为什么我们会对自己的劳碌有所期待呢？
What is this expectation reasonable?
这样子的期望，是否是合理的？
Now in the late 80s, nowadays when we say 80s, I must say 1980s, because I'm pre-millennium. In the late 80s,
在八十年代,
there is a song that is written in Taiwan.
在台湾有一首流行歌,
and it happened to be during the time of their economic revival.
刚好就是在经济复苏的时候,
and the lyrics were written with the aim to spur those who are down.
那些歌词呢, 是要鼓励那些失落的人,
and to encourage all them to, you know, overcome the odds to triumph in life.
鼓励他们说，你们要力争上游，要战胜生命。
Maybe I'll read a few verses to see whether you're familiar with the song.
让我读一读几句吧。
It says that life is like the waves of the sea.
人生可比是海上的波浪。
Sometimes rising, sometimes falling.
有时起，有时落。
Could be good luck.
好运。
Could be bad luck.
歹运。
You still have to do your work.
总是要起来工作嘛。
30% is decided by divine fate.
那么这个就三分的注定。
70% depends on fighting.
七分靠搏命。
I think I'll get towards their mind. What's the next line?
你们知道最后一句是什么吗？爱搏命。
你是爱搏拼哦 ，OK， 爱拼才会啊。You must fight in order to win。
啊，爱拼才有赢啊。
爱拼才会啊。
OK。
Then I send you the YouTube clip, OK？ 好。Now I'm not sure whether the lyrics are really correct。
但我不清楚这个歌词是否是正确的。
Whether it's not exactly what 30% fate and then 70% personal effort。
是不是真的是这个三分是天注定的，然后七分是靠人努力？
But I believe that the song became one of the most popular Hokkien songs.
但是这首福建歌词在华人圈子很受欢迎。
Famous in every Chinese community.
在华人圈子很受欢迎的。
It's popular for a very important reason.
肯定是因为有一个原因。
And the reason is that it strikes a chord in everybody's heart.
这原因就是这首歌在每个人的心坎里总引起一种共鸣。
And knowing this to be the truth.
大家都肯定说这个道理是对的。
Life can be full of ups and downs.
生命可以起起落落。
But in the end, you must labor hard in order to triumph.
但最终你一定要拼了才会赢的。
And so we toil because we expect returns for our toils.
所以我们劳碌是因为我们期望自己的劳碌有所收获。
It's true that in the end, sometimes you may not always get your due returns.
虽然到头来不肯定有没有回报。
But I would say that yes, the expectation itself is entirely reasonable.
但我们可以说这样的期望是合理的。
Now in Proverbs, as a wisdom literature, it makes the same observations about life.
箴言书也属于智慧文学，它也有相同的观察。
In Proverbs 10, it says, "Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands will bring wealth."
箴言十章第四节，他说：“手懒惰的人要受贫穷，手勤快的人却要富足。”
In chapter 12, it says again, "The lazy will not get to roast any game." But the diligent will feed on the riches of their hunt.
十二章他讲说，懒惰的人不会靠打猎所得到的，那殷勤的人却得到宝贵的财物。
In chapter 13, it says that the sluggard's appetite will never be filled, but the desires of the diligent will be fully satisfied.
十三章他说，懒惰的人羡慕却无所得，殷勤的人必得富裕。
In chapter 21, it says the plans of the diligent will lead to profit as surely.As haste will those that don't plan will lead to poverty.
21章，殷勤筹划的足智丰裕，行事急躁的都必缺乏。
And so the proverb states the first principle for us regarding work or the toils of life.
所以关于工作，关于生命中的劳碌，这个箴言是指出一个定律。
Those that are lazy will lead to poverty and hunger.
定律就是说，懒惰的人呢会穷。贫穷还有饥饿。
But if you are willing to toil hard in order to and work hard,
但如果你愿意勤奋工作
，putting in your due diligence,
勤奋的去好好做工
，then you may expect returns in the form of maybe wealth.
你是可以期待或者期望财富的回报。
You'll be satisfied in your desires and your dreams.
你的梦想将实现，你的得到满足。
You can feel your security and your pleasure.
你将获得安定。还有愉快。
You will get the rewards of your planning.
而你所策划的都获得回报。
As you say in Hokkien, 爱拼才会赢。
所以爱拼就会赢。
We toil because we observe this to be true in life.
我们都劳碌，因为我们观察到这是生命的一个定律。
This expectation is reasonable.
而这样的期望也是合理的。
But fortunately or unfortunately, life is a bit more complicated than that.
但是呢，这个生命并不那么简单化。
Chinese, we have a saying, you know, you only know one part, but you don't know the other part.
华语有句话说，只知其一，不知其二。
If this first principle about life and work is all that there is,
若生命呢，就只有这个第一个有关于生命这个定律的话呢
，then life is just straightforward, you know, fight, fight, fight.
那么生命就是纯粹的，就是一场的争夺，就是要拼啊，要拼，要拼。
And then maybe you just need proverbs, and you will not, you can do without Ecclesiastes.
那我们就可能就只需要箴言，而不需要传道书了。
But if you just be more careful and to observe life a little more,
但是如果你更仔细的去观察一下生命
，you discover a second principle.
你会发现有第二个定律。
That in the grand scheme of things, in the grand scheme of things,
就是说当这个时过近迁,
as time rolls on and on,
当时间过了,
that all this toil will actually result in no actual gain.
这些所有的劳碌呢，最终都不会获得真实的所谓的益处。
Let me read from Ecclesiastes to in today's passage. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint.
我就读这个箴言书第一章。你们可以去看 PowerPoint.
Yeah. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 in today's passage. What do people gain from all the toil in which they toil under the sun? A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun goes down and hurries to the place where it rises.The wind blows to the south, goes around the north, round and round goes the wind, and on its circuits the wind returns. All streams run into the sea, but the sea is never full, to the place where the streams flow, and there they continue to flow. All things are wearisome, more than one can express. The eye is never satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. What has been is what will be, and what has been done,is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there a thing which can be said, see, that is new? Well, it has already been in the ages before us. The people of long ago are not remembered, nor will there be any remembrance of the people yet to come by those who come after them. In today's passage, we want to answer this question, which is the question of last week'sSermon.
今天的经文是在设法去理解这个第三节所提出的这个问题。
In last week's sermon, we asked the question, what do people gain from all the toil that they toil under the sun?
上个礼拜的信息我们问了，我们说一个人的一生劳碌，一生的耕耘，到底能够获得什么益处呢？
And this is a rhetorical question because by the way it's asking, it's telling you that no, you can gain nothing.
而这样的问法其实是告诉你说那个答案是我们不会获得什么益处。
And the gain here, as explained in last week's sermon, is to say that what is mean by this gain is that at the very end, it's like the profit in the very end of at the bottom line of a balance sheet.
而这里的益处呢，上个星期的讲道已经解释了，指的就是那个结算之后所获得的利润是什么。
And the answer is no.
答案是没有获得什么利润。
And today we say, well, what is the explanation? Why is there no profit, no gain?
那为什么呢？没有得着呢？为什么呢？
And the reason is time.
理由就是时间。
And because of time, whatever is it is that you do, whatever you feel that, oh, I've accomplished so much, well, time goes on.
因为这个时间，所以无论你做了什么，无论你认为你成就了什么，时间还是不会停留的。
And generations after generations?
一代过一代之后。
Would any of these accomplishments count for anything in the end?
这些成就还会重要吗？
The observation is that the earth will remain the same.
观察到的就是这个世界还是会一样的。
Whereas you and your works will eventually be forgotten.
但是你还有你的功绩可能逐渐被遗忘了。
With the passage of time, in the end, there will be no actual gain.
经过时间的流逝，最终是没有得着什么。
In 1821, one Italian adventurer acquired for the British Museum this colossal, you know, bust, a statue of Ramesses II.
这个1821年，英国博物馆从这个意大利探险家Giovanni 的手中得到了一座这个巨大的石雕。
So this and so it was a big deal. Bringing it, everybody went to the British Museum to see it.
所以是劳师动众，大家都跑去那个博物馆去看。
So the poets of that time, they wanted to compete and say to write a poem about this.
那些很多的写诗的人，他们也在那边去写了很多诗。
One poem was written by this person named Shelley.
那有个诗人，他叫做 Shelley， 他就得到灵感，写了这样的诗。
He wrote this poem. He said, He says, "I met a traveler from an antique land."
他说我遇到一个旅游的人，来自很古旧的地方。
And this traveler was describing, say that there were two vast and trunkless lakes of stone.
他说有两块巨大的石头，没有头，没有身体，只剩下两只脚。
They were standing at the sand.
他们竖立在沙漠中。
Near them, there is this shattered visage that lay half sunk.
不远之处，在这个沙漠中间出现了一张脸。
And there, you can see a bit of a frown, a bit of a wrinkled lip, sneering, you know, with this command.
这副脸呢，有一点点的那个不屑的表情。
And the command was telling the sculptor, you know, what to do.
而吩咐了这个雕塑家，你应该做些什么。
You can imagine the hand was is like a mocking hand, and the heart was telling him do this, say this.
好像这个表情就是说，他在吩咐这个人要这样子做。
And on the pedestals, the words appear.
而在那个石头底下就有这样的一个字。
My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings.
出现这句话说，我是 Ozymandias, 万王之王。
Look upon my works, ye mighty, and despair.
看苍天啊，看了我的丰功伟业。
But then the traveler continues describing, say, but nothing besides remain.
但是那个游人哦，那个旅游的人看到他说，但是看来看去没有什么在旁边啊。
Round the decay of that colossal wreck, he was saying, boundless and bare.
他说在石头荒废之中没有什么留下来的。
The lone and level sand stretched far away.
在这漫长的沙漠中没有什么留下。
Now, Ozymandias happened to be the name of this Ramesses II.
这个 Ozymandias 就是这个 Ramesses 二世他的名字。
Ramesses II actually was regarded as the greatest and most celebrated, most powerful pharaoh of the ancient Egyptian Empire.
Ramesses 呢是埃及王朝最出名最有势力的法老。
His successors and later Egyptians actually called him the great ancestor.
他的后人呢称他为伟大的祖先。
Incidentally, he was also famous as the pharaoh during the time of the Exodus.
他也是圣经出埃及记时期的很出名的那个法老。
So you can imagine his pride when he was trying to get this statue made.
所以你可以想象，当他在为自己预备这个石雕的时候，他的心里是那么的狂傲。
The kind of a command that he was giving to the sculptor.
他这样子的吩咐那个雕塑家。
Declaring with the inscription, say this, declare this.
他说你要这样子说。
My name is Ozymandias, the King of Kings.
我是 Ozymandias, 我是万王之王。
Hey, look upon my works, ye mighty, and despair.
就看那个苍天啊，你看我的功业吧，你也无可奈何吧。
And this works here.It could be referring to the extensive boundaries of his kingdom.
他所指的这个丰功伟业，指的或许是他那很大的王国。
Maybe the many monuments that include palaces, temples, cities that he built.
是他的许许多多的纪念碑，包括他的王宫，包括他的殿庙，他的城市。
He also crafted statues of himself in lots of places.
他也为自己雕刻了许许多多的石雕，然后摆放在许多地方。
He stored a lot of treasures and provisions. They were accumulated everywhere from his kingdom, hoping that this kingdom will therefore last forever.
存留了大量的物质，是他从各处收获的，因为他期望自己的王国能够永远的长存。
My name is Ozymandias.
我是 Ozymandias. 我是万王之王。
Look upon my works and despair.
苍天啊，看我的丰功伟业，你也无可奈何吧。
Shelley's poem describes for us this scene as in the desert.
那这个 Shelley 他的诗呢，是在形容了沙漠中的一个景象。
And in a way, it resonates just like our biblical passage today.
跟今天早上经文有点相符合。
So you can imagine a scene, you know, when the traveler was passing by this statue, and this head is now, you know, in the British Museum.
你看到哦，有个路过的游人哦，看到这样子的一个石雕，但是那个没有头的。
Only the feet is left behind.
只剩下两只脚。
But just by looking at the pompous, you know, inscriptions, by the size of this wreck, the traveler can imagine the cold confidence of the command that was given to the sculptor.
但是就单单看到那个这么浩大的这个艺术残留，还有看到那些字眼哦，他就可以想想那个法老的自傲。
The pharaoh is trying to, you know, create this monument to mark his legacy.
法老是要在做这个塑雕来纪念自己的一个遗产。
But in the end, as the traveler looked around,
但是这个游人后来到处看看的话，
all that remains is the empty desert.
周遭所留下来就是那个空空的沙漠。
And this is a scenario that was also described in Ecclesiastes.
这也是传道书所形容的光景。
It says life in life will just keep going on in time, and in the end, only the earth remains.
生命是随着这个时间而过，唯有这个世界的土地还是不变的。
You may think that no, a lot of things were done. I'm accomplishing a lot.
或许你觉得，其实我已经成就了很多很多的基业。
But he says it's just like streams that is flowing on into the sea.
但他说，其实就好像这个河流的水流进了大海当中。
In the end, it makes no difference to the sea. The sea is never filled.
对这个大海而言呢，不会出现什么变化，因为大海永远不会被填满的。
You may think that, oh, I'm building something special here. I'm making here making a sharp mark in history.
或许你说，哇，我在做一番很大的事业，我要在历史中留白。
But then history will stretch on and on.
但是随着这个历史，随着这个时间的流失。
Stretch on and on and on,
不断不断的流失。
And then you stretch on and on and on and on.
又在不断的不断的流失。
The mark eventually disappears.
那你所留下这个所谓的记号，其实也不见了。
In the end, there is no actual gain.
最终是没有真正的什么收获。
The first principle states that yes, you shall have returns for your toils.
我们所认识到这个第一个生命的定律是有做呢就有回报。
And this is true.
而的确
，Your due diligence in your work will pay off.
当你勤奋工作的时候，总会有什么回报的。
Whether it is in the form of security, you need to feel secure or pleasure.
比如获得生活上的安稳啊，或者欢乐啊。
You can feel, you know, wow, increasing possessions or increasing knowledge.
可以增加资产，也可以增加你的知识。
Maybe even in terms of, you know, inheritance, legacies that you feel you can pass on.
甚至可以留给后人你的成就还有基业。
Now all these returns is something very tangible.
而这些回报都是很具体的，也很实在的。
And you can also feel the gratification that comes from reaping what you have sowed. This is all very real.
而因你的勤奋工作而收获而得到的那种满足感也是很真实的。
And it is because it is so tangible and so real, it also feels very lasting.
正因为它是那么的具体还有实在，你会感觉到它能够耐很久。
Whatever you have accumulated or achieved, you feel that, oh, this will last forever.
你甚至会感觉到这样子我所得到的可能会永远都如此的。
And so the Chinese have a saying that at death, the leopard will leave behind his skin, but a man will leave behind his name.
所以华语就有句话说，这个豹死留皮，人死留名。
Some may even dream of their achievements to, you know, last for thousands of years.
有的人甚至会梦想自己的成就会流传千万年。
Emperor Qianlong of the Qing Dynasty, you know, he even has this. He called it the 10 complete military accomplishments.
这个中国乾隆王啊，他有这个，他叫做这个叫十全武功啊。
And because of that, he did this. He called himself the 10 complete man. That means it's like.You know, perfect old man.
所以这个十全武功指的就是乾隆王这个十次这个重大的战事，所以因为这个十次，他就自称自己为十全老人。
But here, Ecclesiastes continues to examine life carefully and thoroughly.
但是这个传道书在这里呢，就是不断的去详细的探讨生命。
And he concludes, he says, you know, I've seen all the things that were done under the sun.
然后得到如此的结论，他说我见。热光之下所做的一切事
，But all of them are vanity. It's just like a chasing after the wind.
都是虚空，都是捕风。
The second principle states for us that with the passage of time, generations after generations, there will be eventually no actual gain.
这里就指出了这个第二个生命的定律，就是随着时间的流逝。一代过一代之后，其实并没有什么收获。
There is nothing new under the sun.
没有能够为这个世界哈热光之下增添什么新的事情。
Nothing new that will be added into this world because all accomplishments will be forgotten. It's just like a drop in the ocean.
不能增添什么，因为所有的成就最终都会被遗忘，就如大海中的一滴水。
So does it mean that therefore all toils, all labors, they are meaningless because they are not lasting?
那么这么说，是否就说所有的这个劳碌、劳苦都没有意义了吗
？No.
不是的。
Does it mean that therefore we should give up being diligent?
是不是说我们就应该放弃殷勤的这个工作的态度呢
？No.
也不是的。
Does it mean therefore that because of, you know, there's no real gain, we should feel very resigned, very helpless?
是不是因为没有收获，就我们应该感到这个很无助、无可奈何呢
Also no.
也不是的。
In fact, I believe that we actually need both principles.
其实我相信这我们是需要这两个定律的。
Only when we have both principles, then it becomes a true gospel for us.
当我们清楚了有这两个定律，那么就是真正的福音了。
I call it gospel. That means it is good news to us.
我说是福音，因为是对我们而言是好消息。
Now, why is today's message therefore a gospel, a good news to us?
那么为什么今天早上这个信息是好消息，是对我们而言是福音呢？
Because it allows us to be fully realistic about our toiling.
因为它要我们去面对我们的劳力劳苦的这个现实。
So go ahead, yes, go live your best life possible. Go ahead.
所以这里就是继续吧，你就是尽情的好好的活着。
In fact, I would say that.Enjoy fighting for your beliefs.
你就好好去享受，享受这个为你而努力而争取的信念。
Enjoy the fruits of your labor.
去享受你劳碌所获得的回报。
And as you fight, yes, of course, there will be sacrifices.
当然在你劳碌的时候，当然会有一些牺牲。
And so you have to weigh your priorities carefully.
所以你必须要好好的衡量轻重。
And this is where I think.Being fully realistic is very important.
这就是为什么我们必须要面对现实。
And when you say, yes, you're toiling and you are laboring,
当你在劳心劳力的时候，
you have to ask, is what you're doing really a blessing to you?
你必须问一下你所做的是否真的成为您的祝福？
Is it really a blessing to those around you?
真的成为您身边的人的祝福吗？
Is it a blessing to say,even the country or even to the world.
甚至是国家或者世界的祝福。
Or are the toys on your labors, you know, trying to make a mark in history?
或者说你的劳心劳苦是为了让自己能够在历史上留名。
Are you trying to impress the world?
你是不是想获得世界的掌声呢？
Or are you even thinking of yourself as the creator? You think that you are creating history?
甚至是你会不会以为自己是神哦，就在创造历史
？If it's the latter，
如果是后者的话
，then you have to ask what are you sacrificing along the way？
那你就必须问自己，你为了这些而牺牲了什么呢
？What have you sacrificed to end up actually chasing after the wind？
你为了追寻这些牺牲了什么呢？
Today's message is a gospel to us.
今天的信息是福音，是好消息。
It allows us to see that the ultimate fruits of our labor and all these toys, it allows to see all this so clearly.
因为它让我们很清楚地看到我们最终这个成果是什么。
And so when the Ecclesiastes declares that all is vanity,
当传道书说，他说，都是虚空，虚空的虚空。
It is not to asking you to end your life.
他不是叫你结束你的生命。
In fact, it's telling you that, hey, it's time for a new beginning.
他说不是的，其实生命是需要有一个新的开始，还有起点。
To see everything clearly and to live with this new beginning.
清楚的看事情，然后再以新的开始而活。
Do you know what is the biggest accomplishment that happened in this month?
这个五月份哦，你知道最伟大的成就是什么吗？
Maybe laughing. So, in my opinion, personal opinion, is Leicester the biggest? Leicester finished the English Premier League. That's the biggest accomplishment this month.
对我来讲啊，就是这个莱斯特他赢得英超联赛。
Now, many of you are not football fans.
对那些不是足球迷的人呢
？So let me just explain what this means.
让我解释一下哈。
Now, at the beginning of the season,
联赛在开始的时候
，the book.Markers actually gave the odds of Leicester winning 5,000 to 1.
这个博彩公司它给予莱斯特它胜算哦是5,000:1啊。
So you can actually put a bet. If you put $1, you get $5,000.
所以你真的赌他赢的话，你现在你一块钱你就赚到5,000了。
If you put in $200, you're a millionaire.
哇，你赌200的话就 millionaire 了呀。
They actually give these odds, you know, so you can get the same odds. You can win these odds if you can prove that Elvis is still alive.
哇，如果是这样的比例哈，就相等于你说这个猫王哈 ，Elvis 今天还活着。
You can also bet that if Kim Kardashian becomes the president, you can win with the same odds.
而这样的比例也可以说是这个我不知道是谁的这个电视女明星这个 Kim 哈成为总统哈。
Yeah, reality star. Okay, never mind. So essentially, Leicester has accomplished what is considered to be impossible.
所以这个莱斯特球队哈，他是真的是成就了一个人们看为是不可能的事情。
Yet I'm very humbled by the thoughts of its manager. His name, manager is a name by the man of Claudio Ranieri.
但是他的教练这个 Claudio Ranieri， 他的信念让我很动容啊。
Now 1 month ago in April，
四月份的时候，就是一个月之前
，Leicester was still a few matches from claiming this title.
他们还差几场比赛就能够赢得这个冠军。
And the fight was really, really close.
而这些都是很关键性的比赛。
Nobody knows if they're going to win.
没有人知道他们到底会赢吗？
So Claudio Ranieri, when he was interviewed, he said that he struggled with this dilemma in his heart.
所以这个教练他说，这样的情况让他心中很挣扎。
Now let me explain that this is a man with many near misses in his career so far.
我必须指出，这个教练呢，他是一个人，他在他的生涯中哦，是经历过无数擦身而过的这个成功机会。
Whether it's Roma, Chelsea, Monaco, he had many second place finishes.
他带过这个 Roma 的球队，还有 Chelsea, Monaco 的这个球队，大家都是第二名。
So when he was interviewed, actually, this is what he said.
所以他被访问的时候，他是这样子说。
So this is April, he said.Actually, he's very happy with all that he has done.
在四月的时候被访问，他说：“其实哦，我对我所做的非常满意。”
He says that there are two people that coexist inside me.
在我的心里有两把声音。
One who says you have to win, you have to win.
有一个声音说你一定要赢啊，要赢啊。
But the other that says that, hey, look at what you have accomplished.
另一把声音说，其实你看看你所做的嘛，你成就的。
So what will it happen? That means will winning the league happen?
他说我们会赢吗？
He says I don't know.
我不知道。
But I'm ambitious.
我有我的野心。
I want this title.
当然我期望我能够赢得这个奖杯。
But he says, but inside me there is this thought also saying.
当是在我的心里也有这把声音说。
He says, Claudio, what you have accomplished is no mean feat. Means be proud of what you have now.
他说哎 ，Claudio， 你看看啊，你现在已经成就的其实也很好了，也很不简单了。
He said of this man, always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
就好像人家讲哦，好像这样啦啊，你永远都是做伴娘的，都是不做新娘的。
Coming in first, therefore, is a very big deal to this man.
所以能够获得冠军对他而言是那么的重要。
But he struggled well to put all this in proper perspective.
但是他挣扎之后，他能够很清楚地看待这一切。
And he learned to treasure what he had.
他学会了珍惜自己所拥有的。
But does it mean that therefore he doesn't toil, he doesn't labor?
是否就意味着他那么就不去劳碌啊，去努力呢？
Absolutely not.
不是的。
His main striker, named by Jamie Vardy, he will tell you.
这个队中他的那个主力这个射脚哈，Vardy 就告诉记者。
In an interview, he says that I think he just examines every single aspect of every opponent that we are playing.
他说我们所面对的每一个对手，教练哈都从每个角度去。进行很深入的研究。
He comes to our team meeting and where he has been up all night watching 50-60 clips of just one of the opposition's players.
他来到球员会议开会的时候，已经很通宵的看完对手球员的几十组那个录像带。
And he will tell you what this player has done in 49 of them and what he has done in another 11.
然后他能够很准确的告诉你，他说哦，这个对手哦，他做的这个反应是怎么样的，是怎么样的。
So Ranieri works hard.
So Ranieri 真的是很努力的。
But then he says that, you know, even though he has been working hard, but he is also doing something he loves, such that he doesn't feel like it's a chore.
但是他说，虽然我很努力的工作哈，但是我所做的是我很喜欢的，所以我不会觉得我所做的是繁重或的一种差事。
Now in the end, as you know, Leicester did complete the miracle.
而最终呢，你知道莱斯特真的成就了历史上的。
They won the Premier League.
赢得英超联赛。
But after that, when they interviewed him, I admire his perspective once again.
他们访问他的时候，我又很佩服他这番观点。
Ranieri said,
他告诉记者
，People always look for something exceptional in sports.
人们总是在期待看到这个体育界哈，能够出现什么超凡的事迹。
But he said, but actually, 30-40 years ago.
但是我却这么想哦，三四十年前
，Nottingham Forest did something even greater than what we have done.
Nottingham 森林队哦，其实成就的比我们更伟大的事情。
Okay, I won't tell you what happened, but you can check it out.
你可以查查看呐、啊、，Yeah.
Then he said this. He says, "Life is beautiful and is there to be lived to the full.
他说，生命是美好的，就在眼前，我们必须充分地活出精彩。
Now here, Ranieri may have accomplished what is considered today like a miracle in the football world.
你可以说 Ranieri 在足球界成就了今天我们所说的奇迹。
But I believe that he got it right in perspective.
我认为他却看得很正确。
There is nothing new under the sun.
热光之下，没有什么新的事。
What Leicester did today, well, Blackburn did it in a way 20 years ago.
莱斯特今天做的事情呢 ，Blackburn 其实在二十年前已经做过了。
And for Nottingham Forest did this for another 20 years ago, 40 years ago, with even bigger accomplishments.
而四十年前呢，有另外一组球队其实也已经成就了比现在更大的事情。
But like all things, it was slowly forgotten with time.
但是就如很多事情一样，随着时间都渐渐的被遗忘了。
If not for what Leicester did this season, nobody would have mentioned anything about Nottingham Forest.
如果不是因为 Leicester 发生这样的事情，人家也不会记得 Nottingham Forest 的事情嘛。
But with the right proper perspectives, Ranieri is a hard worker.
但是如果你是带着这个正确的心态的话呢，这个 Ranieri 他是努力的工作。
But Ranieri, even though he's working hard, he is also enjoying the fruits of his labor, whether or not it ends with success or failure.
虽然是在劳碌，但是他无时无刻都在享受着自己所劳力的成果，无论是这个成果，无论是成功或者不成功，因为他都在享受。
And I hope that today's message is also therefore a gospel to you, a good news to you.
所以我期望今天早上的信息对你而言是一个好消息。
That you live well.
就是你好好的活着。
And that you live fully.
活得充实还有实在。
To be diligent in all that you do.
在你所做的都勤奋。
And to pursue happiness for yourself and pursue to be a blessing to those around you.
为了你自己，为了你身边的人去谋取幸福。
And may you be rewarded for your toils.
但愿你的劳苦获得回报。
But to be realistic and to see clearly and to acknowledge that yes, nothing lasts forever.
但是同时也请您看清楚这个现实，就是接受这个事实，是没有什么是永远长存的。
You are not there toiling, you know, to gain anything.
你劳碌不是为了最终要得到什么盈余。
And so if you have been delusional about this,
所以如果你曾经如此的痴心妄想,
then this is a gospel.
那这就是福音。
A gospel to help you destroy your meaningless dream.
这个福音就是叫你毁掉你这个白日梦。
And so for today, for all of us, as we carry on to pursue our dreams,
所以今天早上对你对我而言，在我们在追寻我们的梦想的时候。
I hope you can find true joy and peace in your life.
我希望您获得生命中的喜乐还有平安。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you have given us life, you have given us work, and you have given us fruits. Lord, teach us that all this we live by grace, and let us enjoy.Whether it's success, failure, ups and downs, to enjoy what you have given to us. And all this we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.